Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Matt Bowen.
Two throws. This one aired out for Galloway, and with contact, it's picked off. Intercepted by Matt Bowen.
NFL writer and analyst for ESPN.
The ball came out. Right now they're calling fumble. Matt Bowen knocked it out.
Seven-year NFL veteran.
We talked about it last week a little bit, Lawrence. You know, Dan was on vacation and all that. But when you were there last week working, we talked about how... I had to throw that in there.
Fight me, Bowen.
Defensive back coach for IC Catholic football.
One of the greatest things and the most rewarding things about being a high school coach is to see the impact it can have on your student athletes.
Matt Bowen with Bernstein and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Let right. Matt Bowen talk. All Shut right. up.
Yeah, Bowen needling me on time off. That gets to me. It gets under my skin, especially because I have tomorrow off and I have Monday off. And now,
yep.
I feel guilty about it because, you know, tomorrow's the day after the poker event tonight that always runs late. Mm-hmm. And then Monday is we're hosting Passover and I'm cooking for 25 people. So people are coming over at 5 and I need to have soup and meat and potatoes and everything ready and everything all set to go for 25 people, and it's all
you're
going
to miss the debut of Who's Your Guy.
I know. So it's killing me, but you know, you got to do this stuff. Family first. Mm-hmm. So Matt Bowen joins us, and he is on Twitter at MattBowen41. ESPN writer and analyst is with us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. How you been, man?
I've been great, guys. How are you?
We are doing well. I have a lot of questions for you. Mm-hmm. I want to start with trying to find players that match Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. As far as the receivers go, or I should say pass catchers, is there anyone that you suspect will be in draftable territory at 9 that you think could fit very well specifically with Caleb Williams?
Well, I think we all understand that Marvin Harrison probably going to be off the board at 9. Marvin Harrison, to many people, is the number one overall player in this draft class. So if you start to go down the board a little bit, Lawrence, Malik Nabers, LSU could be there at 9, especially if we have a run on quarterbacks. If we see a team trade up and try to get a quarterback like a J.J. McCarthy, then obviously Rome Odunze from Washington. I think both those players have different skill sets, different traits, but they would both fit in terms of boosting this pass game, putting more explosive talent around Caleb Williams and giving him a three-level target.
So there's another receiver I want to ask you about because mm-hmm. we've had a couple of people bring his name up. What do you think of Brian Thomas Jr.?
I like him a lot. I like the tape a lot. Now, here's the one thing, Lawrence, and you'll understand this. You're always watching SEC football. That tape is different, okay, when you're watching the SEC conference. Any player that competes in that conference every Saturday, they move up a little bit when you talk to NFL scouts because of the level of competition they play at. And Thomas, to me, can play as your boundary X, you know, to the backside of trips, has that third-level separation ability. Made a bunch of explosive plays against high quality competition, can work the intermediate in breakers, which you're going to see in this offense with Shane Waldron, and also has formation flexibility where you can put him inside and try to create some vertical matchups from the slot. I really like his tape, and I agree with you, Lawrence. He is not being discussed enough. But again, that's because of this wide receiver class. It's very top heavy, and the talent at the top is very high level.
I can't get Brock Bowers and the idea of it out of my head because I, from the moment I started watching him, I'm like star, flashing lights all over, and say, well, the Bears don't need a tight end. I've been thinking about it. Like, I think, and Cole Kmet's been great. Cole Kmet is a top 10. He definitely a top 10 last year. I think a top five NFL tight end. And Gerald Everett is a proven pass catcher.
Sure.
I think Brock Bowers is better than both of them. And I would have a really tough time. If somebody told me you could have a guy who might just be a 7 to 10 year top performer at the position now, how can I pass that up?
Yeah, Dan, I agree. And you bring up a great point. You said something interesting there. The people will say the Bears don't need that, right? Well, when you start drafting like that, I think you miss out on top tier talent, right? The idea of the draft is to add talent to your roster. And obviously there are more premium positions in terms of roster construction. But when you get to that point, and you've already drafted the quarterback at number one, when I get to number nine, draft the best player you have graded at that point. Whether it's an offensive tackle, an edge rusher, a wide receiver, a tight end like a Brock Bowers, who can be utilized or deployed multiple ways in an NFL offense. You can go 12 personnel with two tight ends on the field, and Brock Bowers becomes your move player. Where you can put him in the slot. You can put him as the backside X receiver to try to get a matchup, especially when you move the ball inside the red zone. Excellent after the catch, too. And again, when you're talking about a young quarterback who's going to need high percentage targets, you already got one in free agency with Keenan Allen. This is someone who can work the middle of the field and take an underneath throw and turn it into an explosive game.
Can we talk a little bit about Keenan Allen?
Mm-hmm.
When you watch his tape, and this is an older wide receiver now.
Sure.
Why does he continue to have success?
High-level coverage awareness, the ability as a wide receiver to read the rotation of the safeties, the coverage rotation, and how the picture changes post-snap. He understands where to go. He can find open grass versus zone coverage all day long. He knows when to convert routes. He knows how to work within the route stem at a pace that works with the quarterback. And most importantly, Lawrence, he can still get open versus man coverage. Not only get open in tight quarters. He can separate. And that's the name of the game when we really break it down. Look, I'm guilty of it all the time. We look at these wide receivers in the draft, and we talk about – we focus first on traits because that's what the draft's about. But at the end of the day, at that position, it's about getting open and getting open consistently, and that's what Keenan Allen can do. So when he's working with a young quarterback, 3rd and 2 to 6, 3rd and 7 to 10, that's where I want the football to go. That's why I made the trade to Keenan Allen, to give Caleb Williams that high percentage target that can consistently get open and move the sticks. Because if you get first downs – you score points. You score points, you win games on Sundays.
You know what I realized I do when looking at wide receiver tape because of the way we get these super cuts? You know, those of us who may not get the all watch in multiple raw games, I'd be lying if I said I did that. So I realized, Matt, that I punish wide receivers for two different things. I'll watch, I'm like, wait a second. He's wide open. Of course he looks great. He's wide open. And then when most of the tape is contested catches, I do the opposite. And I
Why is he not separated?
Exactly. Sure. I say, well, these are all contested catches. Where's the separation? And I have to, and I'm sure, and then getting the context and saying, well, this was the defense that's being played. This was the attention he was receiving from this team in that game. For those of us who will look at highlights, it's really hard to say, well, this is more meaningful than this because it's one or the other. And I'm knocking him for either one.
I agree. You have to put it into context. The level of competition they're playing, that's the first one for me. you know, what type of routes they're running too. Is it just fades? Is it just bubbles? Is it just slants? You want to see a more detailed route tree with college receivers. Well, they're working all three levels. How many times have we seen a high-profile wide receiver come into the league that really struggled to adjust? Kevin White is a prime example of that. In the offense he played at West Virginia, you know, an RPO spread-heavy offense, wasn't asked to really run a full route tree. That takes time to learn. So when you're watching these wide receivers, you want to see them run that full route tree where they have to separate, where they have to create separation at the top of the stem and at the release, where they have to have that third-level ability to create space down the field so they're not getting into that contested catch situation. So I agree with you, Dan. It really is about context when you're watching wide receivers and how their skill set and their traits are going to translate to Sundays.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you think that there's been growth in wide receivers over the last 7 or 8 years when it comes to making the jump from what they're doing in college to what they're doing in the pros?
Yes, because it starts in middle school. I mean, look around the Chicago area, how many 7-on-7 teams there are right now. That's where it starts. Wide receivers are being trained in terms of their skill set at a much younger age now. High school offenses, the offenses that I compete against every week, are much more pass-heavy than they've ever been. Go back to 1994 and watch my Glenbard West tape. There was like five passes a game. You know, that's just how football was back then. There was no 7-on-7 when I was in high school. We were running 32 and 34 veer. That was it. But now everyone's got the spread. The quarterbacks are much more heavily trained now, Lawrence, right? Quarterbacks are throwing at a much younger age. I can't tell you how many times on Friday nights when I'm coaching, and we go out there for pregame warmups, you look at the other side of the field and you say, man, we're going to be in for a long night because every kid can throw it. Every kid can spin the ball now, throw with velocity, throw with touch. So that translates into the wide receivers. When you get to the high school level, then obviously transition to the college level, they're much more game ready. And obviously now we're seeing that because wide receivers are being drafted much higher because they can produce on day one, especially the top tier ones.
Speaking of five passes a game, you mentioned J.J. McCarthy, and I have nicknamed him J.J. McGuffin in the sense of the Hitchcockian plot-moving device, the arbitrary plot-moving device, because the more scouting reports I read about, and even these supposed anonymous scouts weighing in, everyone sees what they want to see in him. And he's just like... He's so intoxicating to old school football. He loves football. He understands everything. I have no idea if this guy's an NFL quarterback or not. I don't. But, man, there are so many strong opinions with so little to go on. This is it's such a test case.
It really is. Because of the offense he played in at Michigan, obviously very run heavy. You know, he played multiple games, too, without his head coach last year, and that impacted the offensive game plan as well. Again, you have to focus on traits. What does he have in terms of physical tools? Excellent pocket mobility, excellent eye level in the pocket. I think he can process very well in terms of getting through his reads. Sometimes a little late on that, but that can increase with pro coaching. Does not have the arm of a Caleb Williams or a Drake May, but can't get the ball down the field when he's thrown within timing and within rhythm. I think he's one of the best second reaction throwers outside of Caleb Williams in this draft class. He can throw on the move. He can create plays for himself with his legs, has enough athletic ability to get to the edges on boot and create outside of structure. So there are physical tools that you like. But I agree with you, Dan. You talk to scouts. It really is about the intangibles with J.J. McCarthy. It really is. About his ability to win championships at the high school and the college level. About ability to lead a football team. I mean, that's the intangibles you keep hearing about when you talk to scouts around the league. They love his mental makeup at the position. And you bring up a great point, Dan, because I said at the top, the draft is about talent and traits, right? That's what it is. Okay, so you don't have the same level of talent and traits as a Caleb Williams in terms of your throwing and movement ability, but then you bring in the intangibles. And I think some teams are going to move up and try to get them because of those intangibles.
Matt, when you look at the defensive ends, mm-hmm. are there any defensive ends that you think the Bears could step up there at 9 and pick – even with some of those great wide receivers still on the board, and everyone go, I totally get that.
I think there's really, really two. Dallas Turner from Alabama is the first one. And look, if I'm in a draft room and there's an opportunity to draft a player from Alabama or Georgia, I'm going to be pretty excited about that because they are simply more pro-ready than a lot of college programs in terms of their physical traits and how they've been coached. And Dallas Turner, it would be a really good compliment to Montez Sweat because he is – more athletic base in terms of his rush profile. He ran in the high 4.4s, excellent speed to power, has to develop his counters more, just like every young player coming into the National Football League. But he can get off the football. He can pursue the football. He can drop into coverage, can do a lot of things for you. The other one is Jared Verse. And I think Jared Verse, he's a defensive end from Florida State, can play in multiple fronts. I like him more in a 4-3 front, which again would be a fit in Chicago. Relentless in his play style, absolutely relentless. Urgency off the ball. Can win with speed and power, has more developed counter moves that can translate pretty quickly in an NFL defense. And I think that's a player that would, again, complement Montez Sweat. It's just, is Jared Verse a top 10 talent? I don't know that yet. We're going to find out pretty soon.
Have you scouted Keon Coleman, the ex from mm-hmm. Florida State?
I have. Did not test well. Everyone knows that. Did not run, doesn't have a 40 time like the top receivers. But look, he's a very good football player in terms of his body control, playmaking traits, physical, tough after the catch. It was more than willing to work the middle of the field. The question you have on that is if he doesn't have the high-end testing numbers, this is a great discussion. I talked to a scout the other day, and I said, well, what are you doing? He doesn't have great testing numbers. You say you have to go back and say, is he just a really good football player? Because we see a lot of those guys that played 7, 8, 9, 10 years in the league. Or is his body simply maxed out? Is this what you get? This is his ceiling right now. And when you're talking about a wide receiver who doesn't have great speed, can they separate enough, right? Can they simply separate enough?
What do you
because
think?
There's been cases that they have, because remember what Keenan Allen ran coming out. Keenan Allen, I think it was a 4.6 and maybe low 4.7. I could be wrong, but he did not have a great time. So that's an example of a player who was so refined in terms of his technique and his route running ability that he can't separate.
So what do you think on Coleman? Do you have a round grade on him?
I think Coleman – I don't think Coleman's going to go in the first, but I think he's a day two pick. I think he's okay. Somewhere in day two where I think there's going to be another run on receivers. I think, Dan, you'll see an early run on receivers, obviously, possibly in the top 10, and then you'll see a second run later in the first. And then probably that third run will come on day two. The issue for the Bears is can they acquire more picks? Can they get to a situation when they're at 9? And I'm not saying they should do this, guys, but do they get an offer that they really like where they can move down a couple spots, still get the player they want, and try to acquire some more day two picks?
At this point, I'm guessing that your breakdown of Caleb Williams is complete and there's nothing else mm-hmm. For there to be done. What did you end up liking about him when you went through it, you talked to people, and now we're close to him being the number one pick overall?
Well, then the first thing is he has undeniable talent. I think it's okay to say that. He really does when you watch in terms of his arm talent, his throwing mobility, his ability to make plays with his legs. you know, the eye level I like when he's playing within structure. Okay, now there's things that you don't like in terms of that he plays outside of structure too much of a rate. Okay, that has to be in a pro offense. That's not going to work consistently. Okay, with Caleb Williams, you're going to have to coach him. And I the reason I bring this up, because I was listening to you guys on the radio one afternoon. I was driving in the car, and good Dan brought this.
You should be. Everybody yes. should. It's good for you.
And Dan brought this up. Will the Bears be able to develop? Okay, that's the question everyone has, because there's no question on the talent with Caleb Williams. There's absolutely no question. Arm talent, mobility, athleticism, toughness as a ball carrier, toughness inside the pocket. Can do everything you want in terms of making the throws to all three levels of the field, whether you want to drive the ball at velocity or throw a touch and pace. Now, can you coach him up to where he plays more in rhythm, that he gets the ball out on time, that he takes the throws that are available? Too often on his college tape, he wants to swing for a home run, okay? And again, I've talked to you guys about this with many quarterbacks over the years, that sometimes the physical traits or the physical tools for a quarterback play to their detriment at times, especially at the college level when you're playing against Pac-12 competition, where Caleb Williams could extend plays. He can do it consistently. And that allowed him to produce very high-level numbers at the college level. But we know in the National Football League, you want that creativity, right, guys? You want your quarterback to be able to create and get outside of trouble, but you also want him to play inside the pocket and to throw for 300 yards with 25 completions from inside the pocket. And that's where I think he has to improve. But again, those are coachable traits, right? The stuff you can't coach is the talent he has. And I have no problem saying he has undeniable talent, because that's what I see on tape.
Do you think that he matches up well with what Shane Waldron wants to do, or what people say Shane Waldron's skill set is?
I think he does, because that system, if we're talking about that coaching tree coming from Los Angeles and Sean McVay and what they run, you're going to force them to play on schedule, because there'll be a lot of defined throws, and that's okay. You're going to sell outside zone play action. You're going to hit the back foot, and you're going to rip the ball up the field. You're going to anticipate that window and do it consistently over and over and over in OTAs, mini camp, and in the training camp. Because with that system, because of those defined throws, that are defined reads, you can keep a quarterback on schedule or in structure. But sometimes, right, Lawrence, it's not going to be there, right? We all know that. You can drop anything you want on the chalkboard. Defenses are good. They're going to take it away. So that's when the talent comes into play. That's when he can create for you. That's when he can make those special plays outside of structure.
Matt, last question I have for you. With all the work that you've done, what are your broad conclusions about this draft that you didn't have before you started your research? If you wanted to put the headline on it, whether it is overall depth, positional depth, or anything that surprised you or was that you about which you felt different after really grinding on it?
I think it's very offensive heavy, this draft. I think it's a draft class where if you have needs and you want to add talent on the offensive side of the ball, this is the draft to be in terms of the talent at the quarterback position and the talent in the offensive line, plus the wide receivers, as we talked about. And those right now are the premium positions in offensive football. They really are. So if you need offensive tackles, this is the draft to be in. You need a wide receiver that can immediately produce, this is the draft to be in. And if you need a quarterback who can be the future, now, I'm not saying every one of these quarterbacks is going to start day one. I don't believe that. But if you want a quarterback that you can develop and has the traits to win and produce in the National Football League, this is the draft to do that.
Matt, as always, man, thanks so much for the time.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
That's Sexy Football with our friend
yes, it is.
Matt Bowen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!